Yeah, the Royals, like, media is watching the Storm Chasers games very closely now.
They're Who's going to be up here working for us soon?
Well, they're like, hey, just saying, Vinny Pasquantino's OPS is over 1,000 right now. what's that? The Royals' first baseman, both are black holes of hitting in Carlos Santana and Ryan O'Hearn. Oh, what? The Royals have two guys who are very capable of playing first base, and including one who won a minor league gold glove award last year and is your top available prospect who's not in the major leagues. They both play first base? That's weird.
Mm.
It's super interesting.
Oh.
Also, why is it that... I don't know. Do people enjoy my ranting on the Royals? Or it's because it's totally stream of conscious stuff. Like,
I think the Royals fans in the audience love it.
And everybody else is like, what is this guy talking about?
I love baseball, so I love it.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
And I think everyone can relate to you, because everybody likes one team that's just not very good.
Well, I just find it really interesting that the... You know, the guys will go, you know, for example, just an example, Jackson Kowar has had a couple stints in the major leagues, and they've both been completely disastrous. And then he will return to Omaha, where, I mean, I know it's the difference between AAA and Major League Baseball. It's significant. But he'll return to Omaha, and after a few starts there, he'll be basically dominant.
It's like, okay, well, where's your home here?
There's got to be a middle ground. In the major leagues, you can't get out of the first inning, and in the minor leagues, you're destroying everybody?
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems odd. Almost seems like the major league pitching coach isn't that good. Or maybe that the minor league pitching coach is. I don't know. Okay, that's going to double as my best thing I saw in baseball today. It's just my venting, random venting about the Royals. And unfortunate news for everybody, I'm going to keep doing this until Nick Prado and Vinny Pasquantino play for the Major League team and Carlos Santana and Ryan O'Hearn don't. Sorry. So might be another week of this.
You've made your demands known.
These are my demands.
We'll pass them up the ladder.
Official Husker fan of Dallas says, I can't complain about the ranting. I'm a Rockies fan, so I do it all the time. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have a radio show that other people have to hear or choose to hear.
Yeah, I think everybody likes to, when they have a team that is as not good as the Royals are right now, they like
hearing that everybody else is miserable.
Uh-huh. They like,
that's good.
I like a team that's terrible too. That guy is speaking for me. I'll just take this name out and transplant. Everybody's got that guy on the team that they hate. And even good teams.
There's nothing worse too than like the baseball version of this, where, I mean, there's nothing happening over the summer except for the NBA finals end in June. And then you get to kind of devote your full attention to your baseball team if you have one. If not, you could jump straight into like the college football and NFL magazines, which I'd be happy to do, and I'll be doing a lot more of this year, because when your baseball team is out of it by the end of May and they haven't like got any better in this rebuilds over the last 3 years, except for their minor league teams have, it's really a soul sucking experience. I gotta watch them as much. What am I gonna do? Then you just tune out baseball. It's such a long season. If you're out in the first 60 games, it just makes it really difficult. Brian emails in Connor at 1620thezone.com, the Equitable Bank inbox. He says, I'm out already. I love the Reds, but I'm out. Yeah, well, I don't blame you on that one.
It would be tough to be a Reds fan.
The owner's not helping you out much.
No. That was a tough first month.
Even though they've won some games lately,
mm-hmm.
You don't
still the worst record in baseball.
You don't really get through starting off what 2-22 or something like that.
Yeah, that pretty much tells you everything you need to know. Like, oh, okay, we've dug this hole and we'll be here until August.
Were they like 3-24?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really get through that. That's kind of the nail in the coffin. That's quite early. So, Brian, yeah, I feel free on that one. Let us gather. All of the major league teams that you follow and all of the pain can be joined right here. Oh, man, you asked the poll question?
I did. I was curious what the answer was.
Everybody's going to say no.
You think so?
And then I'll be forced to not talk about it anymore.
Oh, no. We won't stop, even if...
Like, I'm asking, but I'm not really asking.
Yeah,
because I'm going to keep talking about it.
We want the answer to be yes, or you just skip right past the poll. Like.
All right. Big day for the Big Ten tomorrow. It's been kind of a busy cycle over the last couple weeks. So, mentioned it last week. Wanted to chat with Scott Docterman, who's thrown in a couple ideas too on what the future of the conference could or should look like. He says, hey, don't overthink it. Just play your rivals and then rotate through everybody else, regardless of how many quote unquote rivals you have. When will the Big Ten announce that they are headed that way? Will it be tomorrow? And TV times to look forward to. There's a lot of stuff on the plate with Scott Docterman of The Athletic. He'll join next on 1620 The Zone.